Today marks the United Nations International Day of Peace, a worldwide event that promotes non-violence and calls for a global ceasefire. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
Across the globe, thousands of organizations hold events to commemorate and strengthen the ideals of peace among all nations and peoples. Activities range from musical performances and parades to a simple moment of silence at 12 noon. Michael Johnson is a representative for Pathways to Peace at the UN in New York. He spoke with us about one of his personal favorite Peace Day activities.
One of the events has a spiritual focus, and it's called the International Day of Peace Vigil. There's church groups, spiritual groups, temples, places of worship around the world. We're open for 24 hours, and people can come in and out and offer prayers and meditations.
The UN has also called for a 24-hour global ceasefire, which Mr. Johnson said has been successful in the past.
What happened last year in Afghanistan, all the parties in conflict over there agreed to have a ceasefire, and because of that, the NGOs and the government were able to immunize a lot of the children against polio, which is the issue over there.
Other activities include the Text for Peace campaign, an innovative project that allows anybody on the planet to give their peace message to world leaders. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.